At this site, in the summers of 1978 and 1979, Edison Parking Lot became a temporary drive-in movie theatre. The first summer, all the experimental films were about New York. The theme the second summer was romance and intrigue. Creative Times director Anne Pasternak.
I think it's very important that we imagine ourselves in this, you know, fairly desolate part of Lower Manhattan.
Former Creative Time director of programs and public relations, Alison Pugh.
Truly, at that time, there was very little cultural activity in the summer. You would have a season of art presenting, and then you would have the summer.
The late 1970s were years of economic crisis for New York City. Crime rates were rising, and there was little funding for the arts. In the summers, the heat seemed to put the whole city on edge. Those who could leave in July and August did. It was especially lifeless in the evenings in Lower Manhattan. People worked downtown, but few people lived here. Creative Time and the Whitney Museum decided to revitalize the area by importing an American cinematic tradition with rural roots. Anne Pasternak.
This was done very simply. You bring in a projector, set up a screen, and you invite the New York downtown art intelligentsia, and everybody shows up, sits on picnic blankets, and just lies around and is looking out at a screen and watching some fantastic films. And Carlo McCormick said to us, I love this, that not many of us had cars for spooning, but downtown drive-in more than made up for it by unspooling the likes of Bruce Conner, Stan Brakhage, Red Grooms, Ken Jacobs, Mike Kuchner, and Charles Sheeler.